A lack of training and poor equipment deemed the cause of the death of two volunteer firefighters in Quebec. Nursing groups in Ontario call for an end to the use of agency nurses. Trudeau unveils a new loan program for childcare centers to build or expand. Deaths rising in Haiti among that country's continuing instability. And Jacob Zuma will be barred from running in South Africa's May election. Good morning. It's Friday, March 29th. One might even say a good Friday. I'm Nora. Here are your headlines. We start this morning in Quebec, near Quebec City, where a report from the province's Workplace Health and Safety Agency, the CNRSST, has found possible reasons for the death of two firefighters in 2023. The two men, Christopher Lavoie and Régis Lavoie, were volunteer firefighters who were trying to help people who were trapped in floodwaters on May 1st. They were not related. The CNRSST found that the workers didn't have the right training and they were using an amphibious vehicle that wasn't right for the rescue mission. The vehicle was owned by one of the men and was only supposed to be used on calm water, but the river was swollen, reports the Canadian Press's Leah Levesque, and the river threw the vehicle against a tree. They tried to grab onto the tree, but they fell into the river and died. Neither man was wearing a life jacket, probably because they were both wearing protective gear for firefighting instead. And the life jackets that were in the vehicle weren't fitted to go over their gear. And had they reached the stranded people, the weight charge of the people plus them in the vehicle would have been too much, and it probably would have sank. The town had no plans to manage flooding, which the CNRSST said made the rescue much more dangerous and ultimately led to the two men's deaths. The CNRSST also recommended that rescues near water be included in the province's firefighting training. Next to Ontario were two organizations that represent nurses. The Ontario Nurses Association and the Registered Practical Nurses Association have called for an end to using nurses from staffing agencies. They are concerned that the staff hired by these agencies have little oversight. In one case, a worker with no qualifications worked in three different long-term care facilities for 7 months. Neither the agency nor the facilities actually checked the person's credentials. Both the agency and the facilities promised that this would never happen again, of course. But ONA isn't buying it. They're calling for funding to help stop the growing reliance on agency nurses. Not only do these nurses have less oversight and change too often to create any kind of relationship at all with patients, they also cost the system more, reports Bobby Hertzova from CBC News. But the province can't say how much more, as the ministry doesn't track how much these agency nurses cost. Anna Miller from the Ministry of Health argued that the province only funds the system. They have zero control over the hospitals, which she says are quote-unquote independent corporations, which is, okay, yeah, you can call them that, but you could also easily legislate a ban on using agency nurses tomorrow. Well, not tomorrow, because tomorrow's Saturday, but like pretty much tomorrow. Next, yesterday it was renters, today it's childcare centers. The Liberals, on their pre-budget funding tour, have released a plan that will offer a combination of loans, grants, and student loan forgiveness to expand childcare in Canada. The loans are the biggest part of this new package, and they'll be given to nonprofit and public childcare centers to build new centers in public housing projects or expand existing ones, which sounds great, but why is it a loan? Who will eventually pay off these loans? The daycare centers? The parents? The parents whose children were there when they were building, but not there when it was done? Why would these be loans? Well, that's not actually explained in this article. It's just kind of a given that, of course, they'd be loans. Of course, they wouldn't be grants. They also don't say what the rate of interest would be or what the terms of the loans would actually be, which is too bad because the loans do make up the vast majority of this $1 billion promised. Now, of the rest that isn't loans, $60 million in grants will also be made available. And I want to remind you how little $60 million is in relation to $1 billion. The Liberals will also forgive student loans for ECEs who live in rural or remote regions, which is also nice, but the urban ones can't afford to live either, and the Canadian press neglects to mention that that will only cover a portion of a student loan, about 40%, as the rest is held provincially. But again, these half measures are so ridiculous. Like, just, I don't know, make education free. Maybe we could do that. The Canadian press reports, quote, Trudeau acknowledged during the announcement that not all provincial governments are moving as fast or as responsibly as they should on the $10 a day program, unquote. By the way, there's a hilarious typo in there that if this piece was edited, it would have been cut instantly. The Canadian press does not attempt to explain what Trudeau means by responsibly. That's a part of the quote that's actually in quotes, as fast or as responsibly as they should. So we're left to just assume what he means by that. Next to international news, and we'll start in Haiti. Al Jazeera is reporting that since the start of the year, more than 1,500 people have been killed as a result of increasing violence there. Last year, the UN documented 4,451 murders. Some of the deaths are targeted and retaliatory, but some are people being in the wrong place at the wrong time. And there are reports of widespread sexual violence. The report sounds the alarm bell on the deteriorating conditions of that country. Quote, corruption, impunity, and poor governance compounded by increasing levels of gang violence have eroded the rule of law and brought state institutions close to collapse, unquote. The report reads. Not too surprisingly, the UN report is calling for a, quote, multinational security support mission, unquote, to, quote, help Haiti's police end the violence, unquote. Kenya has said that they are ready to lead a UN mission there, but wants to wait until a multinational leadership group is organized. The UN has a pretty messed up history with Haiti and might not be the best group to determine how to make things better there. Over the years, UN soldiers routinely engaged in sexual assault and abuse, had sexual relationships with people that, considering the dynamics at play, were abusive, and sometimes the sexual violence was committed thanks to the promise of sharing food or support with starving people. And finally, to South Africa, where the former president, Jacob Zuma, will not be allowed to run in the country's May elections. His last year as president was in 2018, as corruption allegations swirled around him. The decision was made by the country's Electoral Commission. In 2021, Zuma was incarcerated for contempt of court, but he's been campaigning for a new party, trying to rebuild his political career. Earlier this year, he was kicked out of the ANC. The Constitution bars anybody who has been convicted and sentenced to more than 12 months in prison from running in an election. When Zuma was jailed, people rioted, which led to some 350 people being killed. This election should be the most competitive one since 1994, after the era of apartheid. The ANC risks losing its majority support. If it does, it will need to form a coalition to hold power, reports Al Jazeera. Zuma's party plans to appeal the decision. Those are your headlines for Friday, March 29th. I'm Nora. You're listening to this podcast at sandynora.com, on the Real News Network podcast feed, or anywhere you get your podcasts. Here I am. It's Friday. It's a holiday, and I still am recording for you. And I have to say, I had a dream last night where I was trying to record this podcast, and I couldn't find a quiet room, and I kept on forgetting my equipment, and it just wasn't working, and I was so frustrated. I was like, oh my God, what have I gotten myself into? I'm happy to report that it was much easier this morning to do it while I was awake than when I was asleep. I hope you have a wonderful long weekend. I hope that you're listening to this on holiday. And you know what? I'm going to take Monday off, because Monday in Quebec, as a Catholic society still, is a stat holiday. So I will talk to you on Tuesday. Enjoy the weekend. I hope you see family and friends.